Hello, everyone. This is Dave Burdett, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to change the current healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Dan Trigga. Dan is the co-founder and CEO of a company called MedArrive. MedArrive uses networks of EMTs and paramedics to provide basic healthcare services to people in their homes with the goal of avoiding unnecessary and expensive trips to the hospital ER. Dan co-founded MedArrive in 2018 after stints running the healthcare businesses at rideshare services Lyft and Uber. I talked to Dan as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series, and I asked him about his uncommon last name and what advice he has for other entrepreneurs trying to disrupt the current healthcare system. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Dave, pleasure to meet you.
You're the first Trigga I've ever interviewed. Where's the name Trigga come from?
Great question. And something that I always talk a lot about is my background and my roots and in my work. And this really helped me get to where I am today. So actually, I'm a first generation American. So I come from a family of immigrants, first person in my family to be born in the US, to go to school in the US. Mm-hmm. My sister, my parents are all from, of all places, now the Ukraine. At the time that they lived there, it was still the Soviet Union. So there was no such thing as the Ukraine, but it's a Ukrainian Russian name. My family's from Odessa, which is on the Black Sea there in Ukraine. And so Trigub is the proper pronunciation. And so
Trigub.
Yeah, that's
interesting. Okay.
My entire roots are from Odessa, and that's where the name comes from. So yeah, definitely not too many Trigubs out there. There's actually a few. I think if you like search, LinkedIn and do an online search, you'll see a few out there, but certainly not many, if much, in the US.
Got it. Now, I don't know, because many people would realize you're Ukrainian, but if they do they ask you about what's happening there right now? Does that come up often?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, so, technically it is Ukrainian, but it's funny, my parents and growing up really considered ourselves Russian because, it was part of the Soviet Union back then. And again, there was no such thing as the Ukraine. But double-edged sword of coming from a small family, right? So I my parents were only children. All my grandparents have passed. So I had a very small family growing up. The double edge of that is certainly, not a big family to be around you, but I guess the one somewhat positive thing is not many family or people we know that are there.
Right.
So a few friends, family friends that are still there. A lot have left and escaped, but it's obviously a crazy situation there. And certainly my parents are glued to the news stations that are covering it, and the YouTube channels that have the news from Russia and from Ukraine, and definitely top of mind for them because that's the place they called home for a long time.
Right. Well, let's all pray for peace. Thank you for that short detour there. I was just curious about that. Another thing I'm curious about is what advice you have for up-and-coming disruptors. If you were to give them some tips based on your experience founding MedArrive, what would they be? Work on your business model, work on the job to be done. Where's the typical hole in their plans that you could help them fill?
So my number one piece of advice is surrounding yourself with the right people. Mm-hmm. And building the right team to execute. I think especially in healthcare, it's not a one-man show. It's not five people that can build a $1 billion business. And so I think the biggest piece of advice is finding the right team. And that team includes investors, board members, co-founders, and it's all about people. I think ideas are a dime a dozen. And so, I'd rather have a half-baked idea and an A-plus team than, fully baked idea and a C-plus team. And I think that's probably one of my biggest learnings throughout my career. Early on, probably thinking I could do it all myself and being naive to that. And then I think the other thing is really just proving that people will pay for your service. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always important. I think a lot of times founders get caught up in stuff that's not that important in the grand scheme of things, or at the end of the day, you have to prove that there is a value in what you're building and that there's an ROI on that product.
Got it. Now, kind of related to that, if you were to give startups and entrepreneurs and disruptors advice on what healthcare conferences to do, which ones do you find most value? I know I sent you a list of HIMSS, Health, JP Morgan, something else. Do you go to all those? Would you recommend that they go to all those? Which ones to skip? Is there one that's your favorite?
So my biggest piece of advice to early stage founders, startups, don't spend a dime on any conference. So that's my first piece of advice. And I would not advise to spend a single cent in the early days. Now, certainly go. And I think it's just a great opportunity to get in front of a lot of people and do the networking. And just, you know, especially in today's world where a lot of people are still remote, it just is a forcing function to bring people together and meet with folks, potential customers, existing customers, et cetera. You know, that said, looking at that conferences, you know, which are the ones that draw the biggest crowd, and also being very targeted. You know, if I'm selling to a payer versus a healthcare provider, you know, there's certainly gonna be ones better than others. You know, all the conferences that you just listed are great, but I think it's really just important to know who your target audience is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think health does a great job bringing a very large crowd, an opportunity to network and meet folks. But again, focus on building the product, building the service, getting your first few customers. And you walk through health and those conference booths are insane, right? People are literally spending $500,000 on this conference, but you know, Optum can afford to do that. And I think early stage companies got bigger things to worry about.
Right. Got it. So you're saying don't spend money to be an exhibitor, but maybe go just to network and meet people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it really kind of just depends on who your audience is, investors, health plans, healthcare providers, and then really making sure you go to the ones that are well attended and also the most executive senior folks.
Right. Is usually right. Because you're looking for that balance between your peers and actual potential customers, not yep. just going to a place that has all your peers, right?
Exactly.
Very useful tips, tricks, and advice. Thanks again, and it was great to meet you.
Likewise. Yep. Bye now.
If you'd like to learn more about how Dan Trigub thinks, please read our Q&A with him on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.